Our perspective centers everything on the eye of the beholder. It is like a beam from a lighthouse, only instead of light traveling outwards, appearances travel in. And our tradition of art called those appearances reality. Everything around the image is part of its meaning. Its uniqueness is part of the uniqueness of the single place where it is. Everything around it confirms and consolidates its meaning.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had status and before...
Catherine Lutz and Jane Collins say that gazing's mutual nature reflects power structures, the nature of the relation between the gazer and the gaze, that subject, that tell us who has the right or need to look at whom. In cinema, Laura Mulvey identifies such gazes as the male gaze, in which the gazer is superior to the object of the gaze. People sometimes joke about a photo stealing your soul. The truth there is the power of the gaze.
Men look at women. Women watch themselves being looked at. Women constantly meet glances which act like mirrors, reminding them of how they look or how they should be. Behind every glance is a judgment. Sometimes the glance they meet is their own, reflected back from a real mirror. A woman, from earliest childhood, she is taught and persuaded to survey herself continually. She has to survey everything she is and everything she does, because how she appears to others, and particularly how she appears to men, is of crucial importance for what is normally thought of as the success of her life. She looks back at us looking at her. She looks back at us looking at her.